Welcome, everyone, to another episode of A Sister and Her Mister. Today we have Katie. She's a fellow sister from the sisterhood.
And Katie!
Has been gluten and dairy-free since June of last year. Before finding us, she struggled with irregular periods, horrible mood swings, and bloating. As I'm sure many of you can relate, Katie will be sharing her experience with us on how she lost 20 pounds with PCOS, went gluten and dairy-free, all while juggling her last semester of college.
Doctor said you got PCOS, now go on, girl, just lose some weight. Till I took the symptoms into my own hands and reversed them naturally. So I became a dietitian to help my sisters feel the best they've ever felt. Take a step in my direction if you wanna prove them wrong and take control of yourself. Join a sister and a
Welcome, Katie. Thanks so much for joining us on this podcast episode. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. I'm so glad you joined us.
By the way, for a second, I thought you said the wrong name, but because I thought your name was Caitlin, but it is Caitlin, and Katie is short for Caitlin. So I was like, wait, Talon, you just said the wrong name. And I was about to be like,
stop the podcast.
Yes, either one. My husband started calling me Katie, and that kind of stuck for anyone who's met us since we've been married. But before that, I was just Caitlin. So whatever you guys prefer.
Okay, that's great. So tell us a little bit about your experience with PCOS. When were you diagnosed?
So I was officially diagnosed a little over a year ago. I probably believe that I really started having symptoms in 2021. In February of 2021, I got a hormonal IUD, the Mirena. And within 6 months, I had gained 40 pounds. I felt depression and anxiety for the first time in my entire life. I did not know what that felt like before. I was having horrible mood swings. Just so many symptoms. And I got it out in August of that year. So I only had it in for 6 months. And that's kind of where everything started to negatively affect me.
Wow. And so after you got it out, all your PCOS symptoms came up to life.
Yeah, kind of while it was in and when I got it out, like nothing resolved just from getting it taken out.
Oh, that's very interesting. So before you had that put in, what was it like? You had some symptoms or?
I don't really remember thinking anything was wrong or any issues. I was able to lose weight when I really tried at it. I probably didn't do it in the most healthy way. I was probably just eating less, exercising more, as everybody kind of has that misconception. But I don't remember thinking, oh, I might have PCOS or a hormonal imbalance.
This is really interesting because one of the PCOS like root causes is hormonal birth control. So sometimes people go on it and then afterwards they struggle to ovulate again, and it takes time. And during that period of time where you're trying to like initiate ovulation, get your period back naturally and all of that, like it's because when you were on birth control, it suppressed ovulation. Mm-hmm. And then the PCOS kind of like triggers afterwards. And then it's really hard because the birth control affects your thyroid and all of these other like hormones that affect your metabolism and cause you to gain weight. So I'm really glad you're sharing this because many people don't know about this. And we don't often have people on the podcast who have had it because of like having hormonal birth control or IUD or whatever, like hormones in their body.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. And I asked a doctor about it. I said, was this because of the hormonal birth control or did I have it before? And he said, you probably had it before, but yeah, your symptoms weren't a problem. You were managing it well. They weren't as loud as when that really flared up your symptoms, basically. Right.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah, definitely regret that choice.
Wow. So yeah, of course, it's genetics and then the environmental factors. And for you, birth control must have been one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm sure nobody like warned you about that side effect of like, if you were to go on this, these side effects might happen or like, yeah, might get other symptoms.
Yeah, no one warns you. They're just right, like, take it, you're fine.
Yeah, like it feels like the only option, honestly.
Yeah. Doesn't it? That's almost like what they make you feel like, especially if you don't know all of the details.
Yeah.
So what did you do after that?
So I started doing everything that I thought was right. So I was exercising twice a day. I was eating super healthy. I even got coached by a really famous TikTok, like influencer health fitness coach. And I was just desperate. I was doing anything I could to lose that weight that I had gained while I was on the IUD. And I just had no success. And I know now that I was not eating enough and that exercising that much was just stressing my body out even more. And so my body was just hanging on to everything. And when I was training with that TikTok trainer, she had me on 1800 calories and then some weightlifting, which was, I really enjoyed the workouts. Everything was great. I just don't think she knew enough about hormones and PCOS to help my situation. So, and then I wasn't losing weight, but I was doing everything right. And so she was confused. So then she lowered my calories to 1600.
Oh no.
And especially with like my weight at the time, that was so not enough. And so I was not only doing those workouts, but I was also doing like F45 or burn boot camp, like those intense classes, because I just thought, well, if I work out, I will lose weight. Like that's the only thing. Calories in, calories out. It has to make sense. I'm just going to try harder. And so that's what I was doing to help, but it did not work.
Oh my God.
Well, you were trying your best and people were leading you in a direction and you were trying your best with the directions you were given. But I can see why that trainer made a couple of mistakes. There is like 1800 calories might be okay if you're not doing any kind of training. But if you're training once, and especially if you're training twice a day, 1800 calories is like not enough, not even close. So yeah, like you said, that's not fueling your body. It's making your body hold on to it and also raising your cortisol levels and just also affecting other, like causing more symptoms like acne, hair loss, and things like that. So yeah, I can see like how that could not help at all.
I'm so curious who it was, but don't say it on the podcast.
I won't say it. I won't say it.
Did he or she recommend going gluten and dairy free, or were they like, that's just a trend?
They didn't recommend anything gluten and dairy free. I didn't do the eating. She just did my calories and work. So I did not do a meal plan with her. So I'm not sure what that looks like, but I do think that she now does gluten and dairy free herself. So that's great.
Oh, that's good. I'm just so curious because there's so many like quote unquote experts of PCOS on TikTok who make it seem like it's just a trend, but it sounds like you did go gluten and dairy free. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So once I wasn't having any success, I just started trying everything. It was almost like a full-time job trying to figure out how I was going to fix my problems. And so I got a hair test done and then I got a Dutch test done. And my Dutch test told me that I had really high testosterone, low progesterone, all of the classic PCOS results. And so then I was like, okay, well, they told me it might be post-birth control PCOS. And I'm still not sure if that's real or not. I'm not sure. You guys probably will know, but I started going down that rabbit hole of, okay, post-birth control PCOS. And basically people were saying, oh, it'll just resolve itself with time, but it had already been about a year. And so then I went and got blood work done shortly after my Dutch test, just to confirm. And it was a natural doctor. And he took my blood and did a full panel and told me that I did in fact have PCOS. And so that's when they offered me this program through the doctor's office, but it was too expensive. And so that's when I looked up on Instagram and found you guys. And I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm just going to do what they do. This is my last effort, my Hail Mary. I am going to follow everything that these people say. And I did. And so that's when I went gluten and dairy free. And it was almost about a year ago. So,
wow. That's so cool.
I mean, we're just so fortunate to be able to help, but I wish it wasn't like your last effort, meaning like you were able to find that kind of resource more earlier on in your journey. But that's really amazing to hear that you found us that way. And yeah, I think like the Dutch hormone test, it was a great start to also like your journey as well, because that really starts to paint a picture of what's happening. So you're not guessing, you're actually testing and finding out the results and focusing there instead of just like throwing the entire kitchen sink at it, as they say. So that was a really great start.
Yeah, like when you know you have high testosterone, things start to make more sense. And you can see how like Okay, if I'm sure it mentioned that you might have insulin resistance as well, and how that, yeah, that like ties in together. And then you know, like, okay, if I manage my insulin resistance, my testosterone will go down. So then you can focus on all these lifestyle changes, and it just, the pieces to the puzzle make sense.
Yes.
So have you, I'm so curious, have you watched our 5 Steps to PCOS Weight Loss video series in the app?
I did. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yes, I did everything. Day one, I told my husband, I said, okay, these people, their app is only $20-something a month. I'm going to do it. And I started watching the videos in the car, and yeah, I was all in because it just seemed like a little bit of hope after almost 2 years of failure. Well, not failure, but you know what I mean? Failed results, lack of results. So it was really, really great to find you guys.
Oh, that's so good. I mean, it's totally not failure. Like, you're doing your best, you know, but then it's not like coming to fruition. And that sucks because you're putting in all this effort for no results. And I hate that. Like, I know that feeling so much. Like, I've done so many things. Like, one thing that just came to mind, and I thought of it the other day, I remember like drinking 2 shots of coffee and walking like literally like 8 miles, like spent the whole day walking just so I could like lose weight. And then I came home, I actually felt like stressed because the cortisol of like the coffee and the puffiness and like the, and then I was hungry and I was like eating cereal and I was like, oh my God, I burned so many calories. I need to eat something. And I just remember like thinking that I was eating like Special K, like diet cereal and like walking all day and then like not losing a single pound. So it's not failure. You're like trying your best, you know, but then you finally found something that works for you. So when you applied that to your life, how did it go? Like, it's a lot. Like, you threw the whole thing, you know, you did the whole, I almost said kitchen sink, like you did everything.
Yes. Yeah, I did. So I cut out gluten and dairy. I started doing the spearmint tea, the slow weight workouts, sleeping more. I just tried to lower stress in any way that I could. I realized that I did not really know how to manage stress. I was in school full time and I had just started a business. And so I was stressed, but I didn't notice because I like to be busy. And so I think I was just ignoring it. And I increased my protein. And then I also started eating like whole meals, like how you recommend the PCOS plate method of carbs, fat, fiber, and protein. And I think that really helped as well.
Oh, that's great. That's
awesome. And not to mention the supplements as well. I did take supplements.
The stress is huge too, because like so many people, including like myself, and sometimes I see Italian too, sometimes like you think you're working hard and like, okay, I'll stop work around like 8 or 9 and I'll just chill, like watch TV for an hour and like, okay, I'm fine, I'm relaxed. But in reality, like your brain doesn't have any moment of like rest or like a moment to like relax, maybe read a book or even just like have no like blue light from the TV, any sound. Mm-hmm. You need that break. And like sometimes just having 1 or 2 hours of TV time isn't enough, or it doesn't even get you there.
For sure. Yeah. I didn't realize that sitting in the bath and watching a Netflix show is not the best way to manage my stress. And so I definitely had to learn a lot. I mean, I've consumed so much information about PCOS and hormone health and just anything I could. Honestly, I feel like a walking book now of PCOS and hormones. I just try to tell everybody because it is so amazing how our body works and functions. And I just find it really fascinating.
Talian's relaxing thing is the Kardashians.
Oh.
In the background, like it's unbelievable how much Kardashians this girl watches.
I'm like replaying all the seasons right now, but no, like even just having that on is not as relaxing as it would be if you were just reading a book and relaxing in your bed. Yeah. Like that's different.
Or
you know?
Even like silence. Like sometimes
silence.
Like I garden and like I put a podcast, and sometimes I don't. And the days where I don't, it's better. Like you just chilling, you're like in your mind, like you hear the birds. I don't know, like it's more natural.
You hear the birds, you think your thoughts, and then like all the chatter kind of simmers down after like 15, 20 minutes. That's how I feel when I go on a walk. Like the first 15 minutes, I'm like, things are on my mind. And then like the last half hour, I'm like so chill. And I come home in a whole different mood, you know?
Yes. I love walking. I love going on walks. That has definitely helped with my stress.
Oh, for sure.
So I have a question. When you found our Instagram, what was like one of the first videos you watched? I'm just curious because sometimes we make so many videos and some of them are like, when we look back, they're embarrassing because, you know, like our family watches this stuff and sometimes we're dancing, I'm twerking. I don't even know what I'm doing in my life.
Oh, no, they were great. I'm trying to think. I know it must have been like 10 things you can do to help your PCOS. One of those.
Oh, cool.
I know you've made more recently as well, but I think it was a version of that in the beginning where I just started looking and then it caught my eye and got another one. And then I went through your guys' highlights. I mean, I was desperate. So I was going through everything.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Not the desperate part, but
no.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I was like fixated on like, saw 10 tips and you were like, I'm going to apply all 10 tips right now.
Yes.
Download the app and apply. Have you tried any recipes in the app?
I did. I did like a sheet pan meal. I honestly really like to cook myself. And so I'm pretty simple with it though. And I would love to try some more recipes, but sometimes I'm just like, okay, I'm going to make a protein, a vegetable, and a carb, and that's it. And I'm just going to rotate some sort of that variation. But I did do a sheet pan meal, and it was really good. Oh, and the chia seed pudding. I love that.
Oh, good.
That's a good thing you mentioned, though, because we can add like a section to the recipe tab where maybe like more simple ingredient recipes are, like maybe 3 ingredient recipes, 3 ingredient breakfast. That way for anyone where like you're on a rush or you just want to make something really simple, you just make those.
Yeah, a protein, a carb, and a vegetable. 3 ingredient meals.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. And no, I think they all look so good. And when I have more time, I definitely like to make more complicated recipes. Not that yours are complicated, but they have more elements because they taste better.
I know, right? Like I have 2 versions of my meals. It could be the one where I'm just like in a rush. Let's just get the protein, carb, and vegetable in. And then usually dinner, I'm like, okay, let's make something nice. Let's make this an event. Let's sit down and watch, you know, a show together and eat a nice meal and chat, you know. And so I try to make a thing out of it for dinner.
That's at least. So fun.
Yeah.
And then I know you're making a lot of these changes while you were in college. How was that like while you were in college? Because I'm sure there's a lot of sisters who are in college as well. How was it when you were making the changes, for example, when you went gluten, dairy free, as well as like making the other lifestyle changes too?
Yeah, it was not too bad after the first couple weeks. So the first couple weeks was really hard. I had been drinking whey protein and eating cottage cheese. I love cottage cheese and it was such a great way for protein. I mean, dairy has so much protein in it. And so that was an adjustment. But after a couple weeks, it got a lot easier and I was more familiar with what I could and couldn't, you know, want to have. And then I feel like meal prepping, but not in the big amount that people do, like, oh, I made the same meal for 10 meals. Just saving some of the dinner for lunch the next day was huge because I didn't have to think about what I was going to make. And if I was hungry or busy, I just grabbed my leftovers from the night before and I knew what was in it. I knew it was good. And that was probably the most helpful thing. And then just simple breakfast, like meal prepping what you can. If it's the protein or the vegetable, just something so an element is already made, that was super helpful.
Yeah. Dinner for lunch is huge because one, you save money, you save time, and like you pack something that's homemade for you to eat at school or when you're just even at home. And that way, like when you're out at school, you're not forced to maybe like make a difficult decision between something that's, you know, at school, which is not always the healthiest. So that's great.
Yeah, so true. And I think just knowing, like having the mindset of, okay, I'm going to this event or this person's house and I'm going to make it work for me. That was a struggle in the beginning of, oh, I don't want to say, oh, I don't want to eat that or I can't have that. But knowing that I could always find something. And if I did have a little bit, it's not the end of the world. I think giving myself grace on going somewhere where I was in control of everything that was going to be served was a really good shift for me. Because then I know how I felt afterwards and I know that I liked it better when I didn't eat gluten and dairy. And so every time I was, oh, that looks good, I could just think of how I felt and I knew that I felt better when I wouldn't eat it.
I know. Yeah. That makes the biggest difference in helping you sustain these lifestyle changes. Like if you don't feel good doing it and if it's not working, like it's only going to last so long. But if it's working and you're thriving and you just feel so good, you're not bloated, you don't have cravings, like why not? You know, it's so much easier to follow when you're actually seeing your symptoms reverse.
Yes, for sure. It's so encouraging.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, I don't have PCOS, but I remember when I cut out dairy protein, like whey protein, and I switched to plant-based. And then I went back to whey protein for a minute because it was like just because of how easy it was to access. And like just started having like weird like bowel movements again, just for the like, just for TMI. But like, and I remember I had it before, like where like I never was, it was always a little bit weird. And then it was good. And then when I had it again, it became weird again. So I was like, okay, now I know like that dairy for me like causes gut issues.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel much better not eating whey protein. Like plant-based protein has, I just feel better. I don't know how to explain it, but you just feel better. And I guess more energy. My husband says, because I'm dairy-free, he's kind of stopped eating as much dairy. But when he does have it, he's like, I just feel heavier. I just feel heavy. Like my stomach, when I eat butter, it just feels heavy. And I do think there is something to that. You just feel so much better when it's not in your diet, at least for me personally. I know some people do great with it.
I definitely felt bloated. And I also felt like a change in my mood after eating dairy or gluten, because at least dairy, like I know for sure it was raising my testosterone and like making me get like cystic acne. And even just like after eating it, I could feel like the aggravation, you know, like my blood was boiling and I just like wanted to be mad about nothing. You know?
Yes. Yes. The mood swings. Yeah.
Yeah.
I relate to that.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to manage, especially when you're in college and you need to have like a level head and go to class and pay attention and get good grades so you can graduate and become whoever you want to be. You know, like it really just affects so much more than just like your cystic acne. Like it can affect like your ability to further your career or like have the energy to do the things that you dream of doing.
I agree. I feel like when I am eating gluten and dairy free and managing my PCOS the best I can, I am just such a better version of myself. And I feel like I can show up 100%. And when I don't, I just find myself thinking, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't. And I remember the time it was the worst. I love boating and we were going boating and I was sitting on the boat. And this is before I had learned to manage my symptoms. And I just thought, I don't want to be here right now. I don't like this. And then I told myself, I'm like, this is your favorite thing. How are you not having fun? And it's just amazing how that connects to our brain and our gut and just the way we feel and our mood.
Yeah, totally. I totally get that. I was on vacation with my sister in the south of France, like the most beautiful part of the world. And I was like miserable. And I was like, how could I be miserable? I literally was like eating croissants and getting more cystic acne, feeling more bloated. It's humid. It's hot. I was like not having a good time. And I always look back on that vacation and feel so bad that I had like one vacation with my sister, just me and her, and PCOS ruined it. Like, I'm not going to go on vacation with my sister again. Like I'm married. She's married. Like we have our priorities. You know,
I can plan a vacation for you too.
I don't know. I think we should. Because I honestly look back. I'm like, what a shame. Like it could have been so nice. And I was such a miserable person.
Oh, that's sad. Okay. This is funny. The south of France is actually where I, for the first time in 2 years, lost weight because their gluten is different. Or I don't know if they have gluten or something with their bread is different.
Different for sure.
Not
yeah. So I was there and I came home from like a 12-day trip there and I had lost 5 pounds. And that was the first 5 pounds I had lost in 2 years. And so that's just so funny you mentioned that.
That's great. I mean, you must have been on a different part of your PCOS because 10 years ago I was in the trenches.
Oh.
Now going forward, like, how do you feel about your PCOS and like, what are like some of your short-term goals or like future long-term goals? And feel free to share whatever you're comfortable with sharing it, of course.
Sure. Yeah. So one of my long-term goals, so last year, so it's been about a year since I found you guys. So I lost 20 pounds in the first year and I have been able to keep all of that maintained. I have not gained any back. It was such a sustainable way and I would really love to lose the extra 20 so that I can be where I was before I got on birth control. And I feel like that's a healthy weight. I don't think it's not like I was too young or in high school and I'm reaching for this weight. It's a sustainable weight that I could be at. So this year I want to lose the other 20 pounds and I want to just continue with the habits that I've made and kind of the mood that I am able to keep right now. I know that that is related to the way I eat and exercise and supplements that I take. And so I want to keep doing that. And yeah, honestly, just managing kind of how I am right now, plus the weight. And that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have an amazing blueprint, and you've already shown to succeed using that blueprint. And that's what it really is like, to continue in that journey, like just keep on doing what you were doing and like adding other layers as needed. And I think you're doing such a great job. And I'm like, so like happy for you that you've lost the 20 pounds, and we're very confident you'll lose the other 20 and whatever your goals are in the future too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
like CX said, you have the blueprint. And your story really makes us relieved that this app that we spent so much time building works. We like love to hear that people are like thriving with it and, you know, enjoying the community and learning about PCOS and feeling more empowered, because that's always our goal with PCOS and helping women, you know, learn to manage their symptoms and take back control of their bodies. So I'm so glad that you were able to do that.
Yeah, I am too. I appreciate you guys so much. I remember just thinking, if I could just find something that helps, like that would be my ultimate goal. And I feel like I finally did find something, and that was your guys' account and your app. And it's really cool to see the education you guys are putting out, because I feel like even a few years ago, there wasn't as much out as there is now. Mm-hmm. And I just see more TikToks about it than I did a few years ago. And more people talking about it, but also that you guys focus on doing it in a natural way, because there's a lot of education on a different way. And I really appreciate that you guys are doing it through food and exercise and lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear. Thank you for that. And yeah, we try to keep it natural and organic and just, you know, just us explaining PCOS as best as possible. And it's really good to see other resources too. It's growing TikTok, Instagram, a lot of more accounts, and just really good to have more people advocating for PCOS, because it wasn't like that 10 years ago. So
yeah,
it's a great thing.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome.
Well, before we go, is there anything you want to say to any sister who's listening in terms of inspiring them or motivating them to continue? What, maybe they started their journey today, or maybe they've been going through their journey for some time now. Is there something you'd like to tell them?
Yeah, I would just like to say that if you are going to commit to something, it needs to be sustainable. And so you want to feel good while you're doing it. So pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to if this is going to be a lifestyle change for you. And if you can do it long term, there is a purpose for food and exercise, and it's not going to be as extreme as some people think. So definitely take it slow, but really commit, and you're going to feel so much better. And it's so worth it. It's definitely worth the effort and the changes, because you're just going to feel so much better.
Awesome.
That's great.
Thank you so much. Well, your story really means a lot to everyone who's listening and to us as well. So thank you so much for joining us. And it's been so much fun having you on here. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you more than you know. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for that as well. And thank you to our listeners. We will be back next week. But until then, take care and have a great rest of your week.
Talk to you soon.
What if you had an app for PCOS that could tell you what to eat, when to work out, and how to track your goals every day?
Introducing the Sisterhood app. Not only does the Sisterhood app give you access to the largest community of women with PCOS, but it also provides you with a daily PCOS plan.
Your daily PCOS plan tells you exactly what to eat for each meal of the day. It's like having me as a dietitian in your pocket. It also sends you a notification when it's time to work out, and it provides step-by-step videos to help you reverse your biggest PCOS symptoms.
You also get access to 100-plus gluten and dairy-free recipes, the 5 Steps to PCOS Weight Loss Masterclass, and a full PCOS-friendly workout library to choose from.
But let's not forget the most crucial component of PCOS weight loss, the support. You're not alone. In the Sisterhood, you become part of the largest community of PCOS women, where you can chat with us in our private Facebook group. Sirak, myself, and your fellow sisters are in there every day to answer your questions and support you along the way.
So what are you waiting for? You can head over to the App Store and search Sisterhood, or click the link in the description to get started today.
See you in there.